Well, the Secret Service failed so badly, a man had to throw his body on his wife and daughter to save their lives. But did now acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe give a rip yesterday? Nah, not really. I mean, he said he did in the beginning. It was kind of like, wow, you're listening to him thinking, well, we're going to get, maybe there's a human being here. Maybe there's somebody with normal human feelings in the federal bureaucracy. And we're going to have accountability. But that only lasted through the opening statement when he said he felt really, really bad. But then we found out he didn't feel bad enough to, like, fire anybody. In fact, he said he didn't want to unfairly persecute anybody responsible for the assassination. They're all still working there. Can you imagine screwing up at your job so badly that you leave a body count, an injury count, and expecting no criticism of any kind? Expecting to be able to go right on doing your job. There's no words for it. This right here is the state of the federal government. The fact that this guy, who personally denied additional security for Trump rallies, despite it being requested by a security team, and was responsible for basically the rule that he wrote. He made it up that Trump couldn't have the full sniper team contingent at his rallies unless they were driving distance from D.C. Now wants no one held accountable for what happened. This is an embarrassment. But you know what it is? It's a dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding. Dinner bell. You know, ring the dinner bell. Yeah, for every terrorist who's crossed our border, come get Trump. Come get Trump. That's what this is. And I guarantee they all watched it. I'm telling you what, the Quds Force watched this. The Iranian National Guard watched this because they're trying to assassinate Trump. They're all watching what I'm about to play for you. And they're all putting their heads together going, do you think we could get him? Here's why. Nobody has been fired. Unbelievable. Here's Senator Josh Hawley versus this joke of an acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, who, by the way, is a hardcore liberal Democrat. Before he entered the Secret Service, he was a staffer for Patrick Leahy. He was appointed by Barack Obama. So this guy is a partisan hack as well.
The person who decided, who made the decision to send Donald Trump on the stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
Has the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what
more do you need to investigate
was?
To know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot,
a lot of people didn't do their
jobs. I cannot
put
my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean put your thumb
on the objective? You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret Service.
Is
it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days.
Then
just like
fire
you have.
Somebody to
and
hold
I will tell
them
you,
accountable.
Senator, I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity. And not rush to judgment and put people
unfairly
persecuted.
I can't believe that you
persecuted.
Are unfairly persecuted.
Unfairly,
we've got people
sir.
Who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rally goers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree.
Did you catch that? The acting director of the Secret Service, who said, well, you know, Trump doesn't deserve the full sniper contingent if he holds a rally in a, you know, an area outside of the D.C. driving distance. a partisan hack, says, well, if there was no violation of our protocols, why, they'll keep their jobs. What, rack up another body count? Yeah, sure. Why not? It's all good. It's all good. That was one of just two times he got worked up, where you could see the real emotion coming from the now acting director of Secret Service. He was number two in charge during the Trump assassination attempt. The only time you could get real emotion out of him was in the opening statement when he was pretending to care that somebody had been killed, because he obviously doesn't, listening to that. And when anybody brought up the idea of firing one of the Secret Service hacks who works for him. That was the only time he got worked up. Now, you notice he wouldn't blame them at all. He likened that to persecution. It's persecution if you put the blame on the people who were told for an hour and 40 minutes, there's a guy here who looks like he might be trying to kill someone, and they did nothing. Yesterday's show opened with this. The only people who took action at all were local cops. They got so desperate, they walked off the job. They were supposed to be directing traffic, and instead themselves surrounded the AGR glass building, trying to stop the assassin with no help of any kind from the Secret Service. Does he care about that? No. Again, the only time he gets worked up, the second time I should say he gets worked up during the whole thing, is when somebody talks about, hey, they should be held accountable. But he has no problem throwing the only people who tried to save Trump under the bus, local law enforcement. He said, look, if we're guilty of anything, it was failing to imagine how much local law enforcement would screw up.
This was a failure of imagination. A failure to imagine that we actually do live in a very dangerous world where people do actually want to do harm to our protectees. I think it was a failure to challenge our own assumptions. The assumptions that we know our partners are going to do everything they can, and they do this every day. But we didn't challenge our own assumptions.
Challenge our own assumption that our partners will do everything they can? They did everything they could. They walked off their jobs parking cars to do your job after you ignored them for an hour and 40 minutes. By the way, you know what's so alarming? Do you know who's leading the investigation by the Secret Service now? This guy. This guy. The same one who insecured and unsecured Trump's rallies by refusing him a full contingent of snipers if he went outside the DC driving distance. That guy is doing the investigate. The guy who's like, well, nobody should be fired. It's persecution. Trump is not safe, y'all. And that's why yesterday we got this letter. It was written by a Secret Service sniper, counter sniper, who says Trump is not safe until the top five are fired. And this is one of the guys. He also says to expect another assassination attempt within 30 days. Of course, because now they're broadcasting to every enemy we have, half of whom have come over our border. We got ISIS smuggling networks. The FBI says any moment we're going to have a second assassin sent from Iran come over the border. Maybe he's already here. They're watching this going, holy cow, that's who's in charge? And it rings the dinner bell. Let's go try to get Trump. I bet we could get Trump. I bet these rallies are still insecure. I bet they are. You know why? This is partisan now. But you know what I'll say? I'll say what he won't say. We're not going to give Trump the same protection as Biden because we think he's Trump Hitler. And you shouldn't be going to these rallies anyway if you end up dead. Oh, well, that's what they think. He's not saying it, but it's what they think. You can tell from their actions. Oh, well. Oh, well. Meanwhile, coming up on the show, the FBI admits to one lie under oath and tells another. Yeah, before Congress regarding this assassination. These are unbelievable. Coming up.